Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promised you guys I would give you up to date, you know, election results or anything if we get any new developments in Nevada. No new developments in Nevada. I know some of you are frustrated. You're like, you know, go text the governor. I could text the governor. I could reach out to Joe Lombardo, text Steve Sisolak, go, what's up? We are not getting candidates. We're not getting a lot of scoop, and the numbers have stalled, and there is a little confusion as to what's going on. In terms of governor, Joe Lombardo has 442,000 votes. Steve Sisolak, 408,000 votes. So we're talking about almost a 3-point lead for the governor. In terms of the Senate, which is what all eyes are looking on, Adam Laxalt, Republican, up against incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto, thin margin. Laxalt has 436,854 votes. Catherine Cortez Masto, 421,000. So we're looking at 14,000, close to 15,000 votes. Although some people are pretty nervous because we were told that there's still 100,000 votes not counted, yet they're saying 83% of the votes are in. So if 100,000 votes is 7%, is a 17%, yet the vote numbers are already about 800. It does start to lead people to wonder, okay, you know, wait a second, what's going on here? In fact, 88% of the votes are in for the congressional races, and it shows that three Democrats are leading, and the one Republican has already been called for. Mark Amadei won the congressional second district, and then Dina Titus is usually a shoo-in for District 1. She's very popular. Susie Lee is up against April Becker for District 3, and then Stephen Horsford for District 4. And, you know, some of you have asked, what is the makeup of Vegas? You have casinos. And what is it? Is it a Republican? Is it a Democrat? When you look at the state, one of you sent me a picture of the state. The state in this election looks like it's practically all red, partially pink, with a little blue corner holding Las Vegas, right? And it's interesting because there's usually a little bit more blue in some of the areas, but notoriously, larger cities will, no matter how small it might look on the map compared to all the vast land, you will see, you know, states look almost completely red, and then the little spot of blue around the city ends up having the majority of votes. Remember, this is, you know, votes, and this is, you know, majority rules. So, you know, Nevada is, everybody just thinks it's all about the casinos, and it's all about the strip. We have a large state. I think we have close to 4 million people living in it. 1.5 million is in Clark. 1.5 to 2 million is in southern Nevada, and then we have a lot of rural. Usually rural Nevada will lean Republican. Washoe County is interesting. Washoe County has been generally more Republican. But a lot of Northern California is moving in. Reno, Nevada, which is one of the largest cities in the north of Nevada, in northern Nevada, in Washoe County, has exploded since I went to medical school there. And, I mean, the city is almost unrecognizable in terms of, I remember the city outskirts, because, you know, it was very easy to drive from one end of the city to another when I was there in the 90s. Now, I mean, you're still driving, and it's almost connecting now to Carson City, the capital. Vegas is not the capital, Carson City is. They also built a bridge and they changed the highway so it's easier to get to it now. But it blew up because it was cheaper to live in Reno than Northern California. So you got San Franciscans, you got San Jose, Sacramento, UC Davis people saying, you know what, why pay these prices? So just because you have Californians that move into Nevada or Arizona doesn't necessarily mean they're fleeing the politics of that state. Many of them might still believe in those politics. It's just they want to save money. So many people are concerned that, especially in the north, that the that it could change. Because even though Reno is still a larger city, it wasn't really considered a metropolis, but it's getting there. I mean, it is getting very highly populous, and the population is exploding. So, yeah, it can then start to look more blue. But right now, yeah, the whole state is looking red and pink. And with the exception of Las Vegas. And Las Vegas, the makeup of Las Vegas is we have the beautiful strip. Some people want to call it the resort corridor. They don't want to call it the strip because, you know, it sounds like people are stripping. But we have an amazing, if you've never been to Vegas, you need to, amazing entertainment corridor. Resorts, pools, shows, Broadway shows, entertainers. My God, you know, I saw Celine Dion and Elton John and Seinfeld and, I mean, the shows that we've been able to, have, it's such an entertainment mecca, and then the food. I mean, food's expensive on the strip. You're getting Gordon Ramsay, Wolfgang Puck, Bobby Flay. You're getting restaurants from some of the best chefs, and well known. So, but in order to manage, right, an Allegiant Stadium and the Raiders and the Golden Knights with our, you know, sports and the Aces and the Aviators. And in order to, you know, manage such an entertainment and sports mecca as we're becoming, you need a thriving city. And rather than casino workers just being the majority of the city, now those casino workers also need to be fed. You also need gas stations. You need Walmarts. You need IKEA. You need insurance companies. And so the growth of Las Vegas exploded in the 80s and 90s to the point now where it's not just our only industry is not just casinos and gambling. It's sports. It's food. It's entertainment. It's nature. We have so when you look at the political makeup, we do have a lot of unions. And we do have a lot of, you know, Californians, and so there might be more Democratic leaning. But you also have individuals that really got spanked from the lockdown and may not let Sisolak, you know, live that down. And so there is a thought that Lombardo could take over, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, especially with crime issues. People in Vegas might want that representation more, and that's why we think it's leaning more towards Lombardo. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One of you had asked me about what's going on with the flights. Apparently, there's been over 3,500 flights canceled worldwide, close to 1,500 canceled, and the day just started. I wouldn't panic about the flight cancellations yet as it relates to Thanksgiving. Many of you guys are very, very nervous about your Thanksgiving travel, what's happening with strikes. As we get more information on pilot strikes, we'll let you know. But keep in mind, if flights are getting canceled today, tomorrow, it's because of the hurricane. Nicole has hit Florida. I believe it hit as a Category 1 weakened to tropical storm. So there are flight cancellations, I think at least 1,200 based on that. There wasn't a lot of talk about it because the election hijacked most of the news, and the discussions, but there was evacuations in order. DeSantis evacuated, I think, 67 county or 67 municipalities or areas. School districts closed. So they flights in and out of multiple airports there. So that's not, I think, 93% of Orlando's flights were canceled. So these are things that will obviously make, I think, Tampa 14% got canceled, 18% delayed. So I don't know if I have Miami's numbers. Palm Beach, 17% of their flights canceled. So keep in mind that's kind of what's going on. So I wouldn't panic yet, but yeah, you do need to have a plan. I think we always need a plan whenever we travel. I hate not being able to get excited about a trip. I've had to cancel multiple trips because of the pandemic. And when my husband's like, yeah, let's get tickets, I'm like, make sure you get the insurance. He's like, no, because that's expensive. I go, I'm telling you right now, there's more chance than not that we're going to have to cancel. He's like, why? Because you don't want to go? And I go, no, this, you know, there could be a mandate, you know, where we're going. There could be, you know, we might not be able to come back into the country. Because it just, you know, we were going with another family. This was during the pandemic, after the lockdowns. We, and things were loosening up. Me and this other family, we were going to go rent a sailboat. We were going to fly to the Caribbean area. Not that expensive at the time. Rent a sailboat, an island hop, on our sailboat. But because we were in and out of the Bahamas had some rules. Some quarantine rules. Some vaccine rules. Know the rules. Some of them still have rules. And, you know, the possibility of one of eight of us being positive, we can't leave anybody behind. That means we'd all be stuck until they weren't positive again. And I would not, I get asked this all the time. I would not travel anywhere that prevents you from coming back home if you test positive for COVID. Because I'm telling you right now, these tests are unpredictable. COVID is unpredictable. I can't tell you how many people are like, I have no symptoms, but I'm positive. Or they get COVID and the test just doesn't stop saying they're positive. They're like, but I'm better. It's been weeks. My test keeps saying I'm positive. For the love of God, please don't get yourself into a position or you are stuck in a foreign country that you don't want to be in any longer than your trip. Now, if you're like, you know what? I love Paris. Fine by me. I'll stay in Paris. Well, that's between you and Paris. But, you know, if you're like, look, you know, I have a 9-day window where I could fly out, go on a vacation, get back so I could be back to work Monday at 8 a.m. Keep in mind, COVID is here. And I don't know if the wave is going to be more of a rolling wave throughout the season, or there's going to be a huge spike. But because we're not getting the numbers. When people test positive, they don't really tell anybody. They either deal with it at home, unless, of course, they want medications, and then they have to go in, and then then they have to be tested, and then the number goes through. And you know, but people using telemedicine, it's not being calculated or documented. I try to document it. But, you know, to know the real numbers of COVID cases versus the people that suspect it, can't do over the phone. So, you know, I'm seeing lots of cases of COVID every day. I'm seeing multiple COVID cases. Still more COVID than flu. We have flu, but majority of them are saying, look, I tested positive for COVID. So just please be careful with your airplane planning. Now, fascinatingly, travelers are pleading with the FAA to make the seats wider because airlines have admitted that they shrunk them to be able to squeeze more seats on the plane. They said over 26,000 travelers have reached out to the FAA to air their views on the size and safety of the seats. Most are complaining, almost all of them are complaining that there's a lack of leg room and comfort on American flights. And I think that's just not American Airlines. I think that's any American flight, like in America. It's been reported by Daily Mail. And travelers are fed up. Apparently, the airlines shrunk them to satisfy recent demand and cheaper ticket prices. The outcry comes after the FAA officials in August asked the public for their views on the size and subsequent safety of their mandated seats. Within months, 26,000 travelers got on the site, nearly all airing complaints concerning the lack of legroom and comfort. The comments section shows that our passenger experience stinks. Some people use the word torture. 200 different people use the word torture. Now, I'm going to be honest, all right? As somebody who's middle-aged, my hips aren't the same as they used to be. My knees aren't the same. My knees pop every now and then. My arms every now and then might go numb based on my neck position. My legs might go numb because of my back position. So when you're older, you can't sit. I can't sit on a flight from Vegas to New York, which is about 4.5 hours going eastbound, 5+ hours going westbound. I used to be able to do that easily. Now I have to get up a little bit. I have to sometimes reposition myself in my seat. Well, I used to be able to do that, but the seats have gotten smaller. And I cannot stand paying for an upgraded seat, but I have had to because it's uncomfortable. Now, if I fly with my kids, I could lean into them or their seat. If I have to stretch, I could stretch across them. I could put my leg under theirs, or I could angle myself because they're my kids. So if my leg touches them, who cares? But if I'm flying with strangers, you can't do that. You can't touch another stranger. I can't ask a stranger to hold my leg. I suppose I could, but they're not going to want to. Well, that's a problem. So I had to spend additional money to upgrade when I flew to New York. And luckily I was with somebody who was really, really cool, because that was when our plane was delayed and we had to fly over Cleveland. And then we were going to run out of gas. So then we had to land in a military airport to fuel up. And there was no weather issues. I think there was staffing issues at Newark. So we just couldn't fly, and they were going to close down the airport. It was a mess. But luckily, the guy I sat next to let me get up, had no problem if I had to get up and go to the bathroom, had no problem to stretch. In fact, he gave me his cookie. He didn't want the cookie. And it was one of those, like almost brownie things with melted chocolate on the inside. So he even gave me the food off his plate. Thank God I sat next to somebody cool. But, you know, for most of us, we, you know, and I'm taking a flight soon, it's got to be coach, because coach is already expensive as hell. It's uncomfortable. Legroom has shrunk drastically to 31 inches from an average of 35. Well, we're a little taller than we used to be. We're a little bigger than we used to be. The width has been reduced by 2 inches, and America's getting fatter. So this is not something that is sustainable. And I know we need to lose weight as a whole. I know, you know, maybe, you know, we need to, you know, rethink our diets. But you cannot sit for hours in an uncomfortable position without having some sort of musculoskeletal issue afterwards. It has to be comfortable. You have to be able to move around. And you know, I understand these airlines want to save money, and I get that they want to, you know, be able to be fiscally smart. But, you know, when I hear people say, I can't fly anymore, and I panic about, you know, if my arm or leg goes numb, I can't hope that I'm going to have somebody cool next to me in coach that will allow me to stretch and move into their space a little bit if I have to stretch my arm or leg. Can't do it. If I have to get up to pee, I need somebody to go, gosh, you know, I need to know that I could get up and move and not get a blood clot. So what happens? We end up traveling less. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer today. Okay. So one thing I really, really like. My nose is still running. Oh, my gosh. I don't want my nose to run. One thing I love is to learn history in an interesting way. One of my favorite shows was Boardwalk Empire, and I think it was one of the first of the series where it actually had history, and it mixed history with a fictional story. So, but you knew that the Steve Buscemi part might have been based on a real character, but there was a lot of fiction with him and his brother and dad and all that, but it overlaid some history during the 1920s. Prohibition and all that. And when you go through school like I did and got your A's and aced your history and then forgot it for the next test, you start to get middle-aged and you're like, but I don't remember that. And so when you watch a television show or a series that brings it to life, you're like, okay, wait a second, I could remember it. And so, like I told you, one of my favorite shows was movies was 13 Lives with Viggo Mortensen. Not just because it was Viggo Mortensen, I didn't even know he was in it. And so I saw him, like, oh my God, that's Viggo. I was like, oh yay, oh my V. But it was because it was a reenactment. It was a dramatization of those boys in the Thailand soccer team, football team that got stuck in the caves, and how they had to rescue them and how they had to sedate them and the medicines they used. I thought the movie was fantastic, and I kept fact-checking, going, is that true? Is that true? Is that true? And the more true it was, I'm like, good. And the reason why I was fact-checking is because I wanted to know, okay, did that really happen? Dahmer was just, you know, a very, very highly downloaded show on Netflix, and there were a lot of truthful facts in there. There was some dramatization. There was some, you know, did he really have a boyfriend, and did the boyfriend try to leave that morning? And you know, it kind of upsets people because they're like, well, wait a second. If I'm believing this and I'm looking at it as its history, then I want to know what's fact and what's fiction. So the lookup that happens is crucial, and you need to do your research. Well, The Crown has gotten a lot of criticism, and The Crown looks at the royal family. And many of us Americans haven't really followed the royal family. I mean, I remember Princess Diana. I remember Lady Diana. I remember she got married. I was young when she got married to Prince Charles. I remember they didn't look that happy. And then I remember she got a divorce, and then she died. And they blamed it on paparazzi, and it was all just kind of very confusing to me, but that's what they told us. And I was actually an intern. I think I was in my first or second month of internship in 1997 when she died, so I really didn't have time to research or you know, I was just shocked. I remember my aunt called me going, oh my God, you know, Princess Diana's dead, and it was such a shock. But we didn't really know much about the royal family and the inner workings. Well, here comes The Crown. And even though there's been movies and The Crown, wow. You know, you look at this, and it goes through a historical depiction of how Queen Elizabeth ascended to the throne in the 50s and her marriage, and it goes through decades, and it's a fantastic show until you learn that not all of it is fact. And so this latest season just dropped on Netflix, and I saw the first episode. It's fantastic, but it is presenting Prince Charles as a power-hungry, you know, wanting to take the throne. You're like, did that really happen? And so now the royal family's concerned, from what we understand about the show. People are like, you know, what's going on here? And Hollywood keeps saying, guys, this is a dramatization. This is a fictional dramatization. Well, do people know that? If you're putting in historical accounts and historical, you know, you have Winston Churchill meeting with Queen Elizabeth. You know, you have, the London fog. You have the hostage crisis, or you go through these points of history. You can't trick the viewer and not let them know that, all right, guys, there's going to be fiction. Well, the average Hollywood producer doesn't want to say, look, a bunch of this is BS. We kind of faked this person. This really didn't happen. There was this. And I get it. You know, sometimes real life is boring. So you want to, you know, maybe add to it. But then, you know, what movies used to do is based on a true story. And when they say based on a true story, you're like, okay, there was a true story, but not all of this happened. So understand that you're going to have to fact check. Well, people are forgetting with The Crown. And whether it's a fictional dramatization or a historical drama, The Crown has repeatedly told us season after season, guys, this is a drama. It's not a documentary. And I think they have done their part when people kind of get mad going, wait a second, who's this person or what, you know, what's going on here? But people crave, they crave history in a dramatic form, in an entertaining way to learn about it. I learned so much about the 1920s based on Boardwalk Empire. I learned so much about the royal family based on The Crown. But how much of it is false? And then, if you do have this get-out-of-jail-free card, go and look, it's a dramatization, so we can put whatever. Is there going to be politics? Is there going to be other things, other messaging put in there that, and then where's the ethics? Where is the responsibility? How do you have a show that has historical accounts and dates and follows a history timeline, but then you kind of interweave, you know, this other stuff? Now, the way Boardwalk Empire did it, without getting themselves into trouble, is the Steve Buscemi character was fictionalized. So the character was a fictionalized character. So you're like, okay, wait a second. Okay, you can't then get mad because you already know the character Dormandy, that character was fictional. It might have represented somebody but it was a fake name. It was a fictional character. Here they're saying Prince Charles did this. What if he didn't? Is there then a defamation case? You know, when you dramatize, like let's say somebody made a movie about Dr. Dahlia. Okay. Some real steamy sex scenes, I'm going to tell you, would probably be in that movie. I hope. All right. But that would be a dramatization. You all know my sex scenes really wouldn't be that steamy in real life. But if somebody said Dr. Dahlia met with the president and she told the president to make Obamacare happen, I'd be like, oh, hell no. No, I didn't. How did you pull that one out of your retroperitoneum? Now, if you had a character named Natasha, who you all knew was probably Dr. Dahlia, she was really sexy, you know, and she, you know, she's dating Viggo Mortensen, and then she has Michael Fassbender on the side, and she goes up to Obama and says, hey, you know, let's change health care, you know, but don't screw it up. Okay, you know, it's a fake character. But if you're saying Dr. Dahlia did this, well, then that's a lie. So what is the duty for Hollywood? Because we are going to crave more and more history. We are going to crave non-documentary movies that interweave history. Are you allowed to use the names? And, you know, or do you have to have somebody who's a fictional characterization of it so you don't, you know, you aren't in trouble for libel? I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a couple medical headlines. I know we got an alert that the Clark County, they're holding a press conference right now on what's been happening with the ballots. If we get any information, we're going to give that to you. The conference just started. I just don't have a live feed of it to give you guys. But really quickly here. When I tell you guys to get your blood pressure in control, and I tell you to, before the flu season, before the COVID season, to, get your numbers in order, what number is it? Do you have to be 120 over 80? What if you have high blood pressure and you're not there yet? So a study has found that those with diagnosed hypertension, the risk of COVID-19 significantly increased Once your high blood pressure, the systolic number exceeded 150 and the low number exceeded 90. Now, even though you have high blood pressure, if you're over 120 over 80, those that had a blood pressure over 150 over 90 were at higher risk. So when, you know, if you kind of need a number, that is where, you know, we want you to be. Let me see if we could come in on this real quickly here.
Monday, the 14th, that will be our deadline for those voters who have been sent to the cure, because in our validation process, we were unable to match their signature to the signature that we have on file. We have to wait for that deadline. So they'll have until the end of day, Monday, 5 p.m., in order to cure those ballots. And then finally, we have provisional ballots that we cannot process until we've sent all of the information up to the Secretary of State, who then compiles a report with all 17 counties so that we can identify any duplicates or somebody who has illegally voted in more than one county, which is something that we certainly want to prevent to uphold the integrity of our process. My staff has been working very diligently. We've been here from early in the morning until late at night. We've been fully staffed. We're working as hard as we possibly can in order to get the ballots counted. But whether we like it or not, there's no way that we can move any faster than we're currently moving. Talk a little bit about today's numbers. Last night we reported on 14,092 additional ballots that were read in, and we reported on our website the new totals. We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board, and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system. We will continue to work through the weekend. Tomorrow is not a holiday for this office. We will be open. We'll be with processing ballots as well as on Saturday. Sunday, if we still have work to do, we will be in here to continue that work. So there's no weekend for the Clark County Election Department. We'll continue to process. The majority of the mail should be counted in Clark County by Saturday, barring any issues with equipment.
Okay, so as you guys are hearing, this is from the Clark County, I believe, Commissioner's Office as it pertains to the election. Nevada won't have answers till Monday. 50,000 ballots still outstanding. The race is differing by 16,000 for, I believe, the governor, less for Senate. And so with that, it's really, really close. And so without numbers, they're already telling us in so many words, you know, leave us alone. they're gonna be taking their time, and they're going to be doing it right. And they say that they are going to be double checking, making sure the ballots are legit. So they need till Monday. So we're not going to know where the Senate stands based on Nevada's results anytime soon. Looks like they might even still work on Sunday, but we won't get news until Monday. If that changes, of course, I'll let you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get it, people. I get it. I mean, I'm just as frustrated too. It's, this shouldn't be the room for error. The lack of transparency makes people nervous. There is a 15,000 vote difference between senators, between Adam Laxalt and Cortez Masto. So if there's 50,000 outstanding ballots, they're not going to call it. And I don't know if there's going to be cameras on everything that's going on. I know people are very nervous. I hear you guys. I get it. You know, I mean, I'm not saying all elections are fraud free. You know, I mean, they're saying that they're going to make sure that there aren't double ballots. With mail-in ballots, it's got to be a very arduous process and take time. The governor race is differing by 34,000 votes. So it could still make a difference even with the governor race. Nevada should be better than this, you know, especially since we have casinos. We have, and I posted something on Twitter. If, you know, 46 states and jurisdictions across the United States can manage tri-weekly lotteries of millions of tickets and get the numbers out and then move on to be ready a few days later for the next lottery, we can't flip and do an election on time? Well, it's because we went old school and we have paper ballots. And then we have to feed it into a machine and we have to make sure the ballots get from the boxes or the mailbox to the area that needs to be counted. There is a lot of room for error. It makes people nervous. It is not an ideal way to vote. I get that in cases of emergencies or voting machine issues, I get why you might sometimes need to say, look, you know, here, guys, the voting machine is down, so here's a paper ballot, and we have a camera on it. You will see every person that, I mean, you will be able to watch every, you know, how that travels. You know how we get to watch Santa Christmas Eve? You can watch exactly where that goes. There's a tracer on it. We're just not there yet. So now it's a box, and you hope the box gets to some place, and you hope the box didn't have stuff at the bottom of the box. And you don't, you know, I mean, the good news is America sounds like they are on the lookout. It sounds like Trump isn't the only one who had suggested that there could be fraud. It sounds like when you hear these press conferences that these officials are being very, trying to be very transparent, saying, look, you know, we're doing this, we're checking this, we're doing this. And it could be all smoke and mirror, but they know people are watching. They know people are nervous. And, you know, when everybody says, gosh, you know, democracy is at risk, democracy is at risk. Democracy is at risk if people can't trust the election. You know, if Governor Whitmer really won Michigan and people are like, look, it was a landslide. You know, if Governor DeSantis won by landslide, you don't hear the people panicking about that. But when it's neck and neck, and we have so many neck and neck races, and these neck and neck races hold the balance of the Senate, yeah, people are nervous. I get why people are nervous. You know, it doesn't mean the whole system is a fraud. No, but the problem with any sort of fraud is just like a Petri dish. When I, you know, would do microbiology research, if any part of that Petri dish was contaminated, I had to throw it out. I didn't have to necessarily throw out the whole study, but I had to document there was a contamination, and we are doing another swab. We're doing another Petri dish. We're doing another culture. You cannot have ballots that from dead people, fake, improper signatures or dates, and then say, okay, but this box is good. You know, if there's a contamination, then you have to do it right. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.